Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Kirby moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Ventura moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Tomey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields the ball and throws to Nagy covering. Safe. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton strikes out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Martin moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. 1 out. It's 3-2, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Raines steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-2 in the game. Sorrento hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Raines tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eric Plunk now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Martin steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomey takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.